Thank you, Dr. Gilbert. Thank you so much for that wonderful and warm welcome here. It is a joy to be at the IU Methodist Hospital. We appreciate your hospitality and grateful to have the CEO and President of IU Health, Dan Evans, with us as well. We're not only grateful for the courtesy today and welcoming us to these hallways, but we're just especially grateful for the extraordinary work that you and all the healthcare professionals and staff do at IU Methodist Hospital and throughout this system. Let's give all the people that are making a difference in lives every day here a round of applause. Grateful to have you all join us today for this announcement, and I'm grateful especially to be joined by healthcare professionals that are in the room, members of our administration, and some honored guests that I want to single out in particular. I'm grateful to be joined by the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Indiana. Sue Elsperman is with us, as well as the head of the Indiana State Department of Health, Dr. Bill Vaness, a member of our cabinet who is serving with great distinction. Also very honored to be joined by a diverse group of members from the Indiana General Assembly who have been voices on the issue of health care reform for many years in this state. Especially honored to have the Speaker of the House of Representatives with us today, Brian Bosman. Please join me in welcoming Speaker Bosman. Also, we have other distinguished members of the Indiana General Assembly, Senator Gene Brough, Senator Pat Miller, and Representative Ed Clear and Representative Ed Delaney. Join me in thanking these legislators for their work, their service, and their presence here today. And greetings to all. I have long believed that a society may be judged by how it deals with its most vulnerable. But I also believe a society may be judged by how it comes alongside those often forgotten few working people who are striving every day for a better life. It is really about my concern for those Hoosiers that brings me here today. I'm here to talk not so much about the future of health care for our uninsured in Indiana, but really about a better way to a better future for working Hoosiers and working families. The facts are clear. Today we have 350,000 low-income working Hoosiers, those below 100% of the federal poverty level. For a family of four, that's making about $24,000 a year or less. 350,000 low-income Hoosiers below the poverty level who lack access to the kind of quality health insurance that many of their better-off neighbors enjoy. Experts rightly call this the coverage gap. Many Hoosiers up to 138% of federal poverty level, which for a family of four is about $33,000 a year, also as a practical matter can't afford access to coverage, and they live in uncertainty as well. People like Becky Kincaid of Greenwood, Indiana, is currently an Ivy Tech student studying health sciences. She's attempted to obtain coverage via the health exchange. She hasn't been successful. Work One is helping her pay for her education. She'd like to be able to afford more access to primary and preventative health coverage. Or Suzanne Kyle of Carmel, Indiana, recently went back to school to earn her master's in business administration, but has still found it difficult to find a job, matching her degrees and skills, and currently is without health coverage or unemployment benefits. Now, in the past, she's had coverage through her employers, including consumer-driven health care products, but it's not available now. Or Mark Gibson of Greenwood, Indiana, who's a current Healthy Indiana Plan member. He's been on the program for 3 to 4 years. And it's a good thing. He's had two recent heart surgeries covered by HIP, and he says he's lucky. Says he's lucky to have access to the program. He's a self-employed contractor who tells me that he couldn't afford insurance otherwise. Or Beth Murphy of Indianapolis, who's unable to participate in the current Healthy Indiana plan because of her income, but is a likely candidate under the plan that we'll discuss today. She works part-time, has had health insurance in the past, but is unable to obtain a policy through her current job. Join me in welcoming these hard-working Hoosiers to the front row of this announcement today. Okay. Thank you all. It's really with these Hoosiers in mind that I'm pleased to announce today that the state of Indiana will seek flexibility from the federal government to close the coverage gap by expanding our own homegrown health care solution, the Healthy Indiana Plan. Now, I've been talking about using the Healthy Indiana Plan as a basis for expansion of health care coverage in Indiana since before I even took office in January of last year. But today, I'm pleased to share with you the details of my administration's proposed waiver to expand the Healthy Indiana Plan to offer consumer-driven, private, market-based health care coverage to low-income Hoosiers. We will submit our waiver to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services at the end of June. Following two required comment periods, we'll be sharing details about how to comment, and I encourage everyone to take a look at the plan and let us hear from you. Now, some of our neighbors in neighboring states have chosen to address the issues that we'll discuss today by expanding traditional Medicaid. But from the very beginning of my tenure as governor, we've been saying no to the Affordable Care Act in Indiana. We refuse to set up a state-based exchange, and I stand by that decision. I also made it clear from the outset that we will not expand traditional Medicaid on my watch. Medicaid is not a program we need to expand. It is a program we need to change. Nobly created 50 years ago to help the poor and those with disabilities access quality health care, Medicaid, truth be told, has morphed into a bureaucratic and fiscal monstrosity that does less to help low-income people than its advocates claim. As a highly anticipated study in Oregon showed just last year, Medicaid increased emergency room use and produced health outcomes that were no better than being uninsured. Other studies have also shown that health outcomes are no better and actually sometimes worse for people covered by Medicaid compared to those with no coverage at all. Fortunately, Hoosiers have found a better way. In Indiana, we've learned that the way to change Medicaid is to base the program on what we know improves health, lowers costs, namely consumer-driven health care. Now, 6 years ago, with strong bipartisan support well represented in this room today, 6 years ago, Indiana was the first state to successfully create a consumer-driven health plan to expand quality health insurance coverage to this population on a pilot basis. The Healthy Indiana Plan provides health savings accounts to nearly 40,000 people in our state today and empowers them to take ownership of their health care decisions. The Healthy Indiana Plan is integrated with the principles of consumerism and encourages enrollees to take charge of their health care and empowers them to act as consumers in the health care market. And here in a state that works, we can say with authority, we're going to expand HIP because HIP works for Hoosiers. The Healthy Indiana Plan, here's some of your stats. HIP has lowered inappropriate emergency room use by 7% compared to traditional Medicaid. And 60% of HIP enrollees use preventative care, which is similar to the rates we see in the general commercial marketplace. HIP enrollees today choose generic drugs at a much higher rate than people covered by other private insurance plans. In fact, consumer-driven health plans have been shown to decrease healthcare spending by as much as 25%. And Indiana's public employees, who've had health savings account for many years, now have saved Hoosier taxpayers $23 million annually thanks to the adoption of those consumer-driven plans. We're beginning to see this downward trend in health care costs within HIP as well, even a short period of time. And let me say with great pride, HIP enrollees have also a proven track record of managing their own health care. 93% of HIP enrollees make contributions to their health savings accounts on time. A third of them say they regularly ask their health care providers about the cost of services, and 98% say they would re-enroll in HIP again if they were given a chance. Now, let me say emphatically, because of the success that Indiana has experienced with the Healthy Indiana Plan, my administration is submitting a waiver to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services to replace traditional Medicaid in Indiana for all able-bodied adults between 19 and 64 with an expanded version of the Healthy Indiana Plan for those up to 138% of the federal poverty level. We are building on success in Indiana, and it's the success of the Healthy Indiana Plan. Now, some people are calling it HIP 2.0, and that's fine with me. Well, HIP 2.0 then would offer basically three options. First would be a premium assistance plan that helps low-income workers access employer coverage. And then there'll be two health savings accounts plans with varying degrees of coverage. So there'll be three choices for working Hoosiers that enroll in the new Healthy Indiana plan. It's something of a three-legged stool, if you will. We call it HIP Link, HIP Plus, and HIP Basic. We'd utilize private insurance options and consumer behavior to increase access to quality health care and manage costs and health outcomes in the long run. Now, our proposed HIP 2.0 would first and foremost offer HIP Link. It is a premium assistance program for people who have access to insurance through their employers but may not be able to afford it. Now, let me say emphatically, this is a first in the nation. The state of Indiana is leading on premium assistance for this population, and I'm proud to say it. Now, those who qualify for HIP Link would receive a defined contribution from the state into their power account, which they could use for premiums, co-payments, or deductibles. Now, HIP Plus, as we call it, the first of the two health savings accounts planned, is available to all qualified HIP members. Let me be clear about that. Everyone who is eligible for HIP, from 0 to 138% of the federal poverty level, will be able to enroll in HIP Plus. It's eligible to all members who make their power account contributions, which will range on a sliding income scale from $3 a month to $25 a month based on income. And the HIP Plus plan offers enhanced coverage, including vision and dental services for adults, a comprehensive prescription drug program, and it also covers maternity services with no cost sharing during the duration of the pregnancy. Now, lastly, we have HIP Basic, which is in effect a default plan for Hoosiers below 100% of the federal poverty level and is only eligible to that group, in effect. Members of this plan must make co-pays and will receive fewer benefits if they move from the HIP Plus plan to the HIP Basic plan. They must return to making their contributions to their power accounts before they can return to HIP Plus again. But let me say that there are fewer benefits, and there's every incentive, we believe, to return to the very affordable and more beneficial HIP Plus plan, and we believe many Hoosiers will choose HIP Plus in the first instance. HIP Basic also, while it includes fewer benefits, it also includes maternity services with no cost sharing during pregnancy. And individuals who begin to contribute to their health savings accounts again can return to the Better Benefits Program. Again, quick summary. The Premium Assistance Program helps people who are employed but can't afford their employer's health plan or don't have access to a plan. Contributions are required for all HIP members to their health savings accounts who choose one of the HSA plans. Those above 100% of the federal poverty level will risk losing their coverage if they do not make contributions. Those below 100% of the federal poverty level, should they stop making contributions, must make co-pays and receive fewer benefits until they begin to contribute to their accounts again. The contribution amounts are reasonable and fair by income level, and as we've seen in our pilot program, low-income Hoosiers, starting out at the first rung of the American dream in our state, take pride in managing their accounts and making contributions consistently. And I believe that'll happen under this new program as well. The enhanced health savings account plan, HIP Plus, also provides incentives to save and to use preventative care, which I'm especially excited about, and also is incented by a more generous set of benefits. Now, you can read all about HIP 2.0, if I haven't completely confused you, by going to www.hip.in.gov, hip.in.gov. I encourage you to do it. I encourage you to share your thoughts about this new proposal and this program. The plan also includes a few other elements that I wanted to highlight. It includes what we call a Gateway to Work referral program that will connect those who qualify for HIP coverage with job training and job search programs offered by the state of Indiana so they can move up and out of the program. HIP is not intended to be an entitlement. It is a safety net program that aligns incentives with human aspirations. And HIP 2.0, I'm very pleased to say, will also be fully funded at no additional cost to Hoosier taxpayers. HIP 2.0 will be funded by a combination of federal funds and an agreement with Indiana's hospitals, who have partnered with us to improve access to health care coverage in Indiana. This means no new state spending and no tax increases will be required to fund HIP 2.0. And let me take this moment to express my profound appreciation for the Indiana Hospital Association and all of its members, so well represented in this room. Let me make it very clear. Today's announcement and what we will submit to the federal government for consideration in a waiver is a result of the best kind of partnership between the state of Indiana and our outstanding health care providers in this state, and I'm grateful. I believe there are only two futures for health care in this country: government-driven health care or consumer-driven health care. Years ago, when the Healthy Indiana Plan was first adopted, Indiana chose the better portion by embracing consumer-driven health care, giving eligible Hoosiers the power to make their own health care decisions. Today, we are seeking to build on that choice by expanding the Healthy Indiana Plan to even more working Hoosiers. HIP 2.0 takes consumer-driven Medicaid reform to the next level by replacing traditional Medicaid in Indiana for all able-bodied adults and offering instead a health care culture in our state that's built on healthy, cost-conscious decision-making. Now, most of you know I have long advocated for the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, and I believe as strongly in that now as I ever have. You'll just never convince me that the cure for what ails health care in this country will be answered by ordering every American to buy health insurance, whether they want it or need it or not. But I've also long argued for reforming Medicaid into a block grant to the states. Supported numerous budgets when I served in the Congress of the United States that would have returned the entire program to the states with more freedom and flexibility to innovate. And I would submit to you today, any sensible repeal of the Affordable Care Act should be replaced with market-based reforms and a flexible Medicaid block grant program. Nearly 35 years ago, President Ronald Reagan said it well. He said, and I quote, "We have long since committed ourselves as a people to help those among us who cannot take care of themselves. But the federal government has proven to be the costliest and most inefficient provider of such help we could possibly have." In the debate over health care reform, then, I believe states need to lead the way. And Indiana's doing just that. As the debates in Washington, D.C. about the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid expansion continue, we're reforming Medicaid in Indiana. And hundreds of thousands of Hoosiers will have better access to quality health care as they aspire to a better life because Indiana's leading the way. As we speak about these policies, and as I close, let me speak about my heart in this matter. When we talk about health care issues and reform and policies and coverage, we must never forget that we are talking about our neighbors, our family members, our friends, the people of our state. Hard-working Hoosiers all, who deserve a better way. People like Diana. You know, I visited Community East a few weeks back and had a chance to meet Diana in a hospital room. She was kind enough to let me come in and visit. Diana was in with a heart condition, but she welcomed me into her hospital room, told me to sit down. She was self-conscious about her circumstances and her appearance, but I tried to set her at ease. I took her by the hand. I told her she looked great. Then she told me her story. Diane had lost her job, and she'd lost her insurance a little while back. She started having chest pain, started having symptoms that probably should have gone to the doctor. She knew she could go to an emergency room at a public hospital, but she looked up at me from her hospital bed, and she said, "The doctors told me I put off coming in a little too long, but she said I was embarrassed. I didn't have insurance." Thank God she's okay. And I've prayed for her once or twice since I sat by her bed. But Diana touched my heart. I mean, here was a hard-working woman who just wanted to find a way to pay her own way and not rely on the free access at our public hospitals. Well, I think Diana's like a lot of working Hoosiers who don't want a handout, but they'd appreciate a hand up. You know, Hoosiers have long cherished that ancient principle that we should love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And Hoosiers are not the kind who walk by on the opposite side of the road when we see a neighbor in need. That's what makes Indiana special. And that's what HIP 2.0 is really all about. Respecting the dignity of every Hoosier, including working people starting out with the American dream, to find a way to cover themselves, cover their families. Respecting their ability to make their own healthcare decisions and empowering them to lead better and healthier lives. Well, HIP 2.0 is a better way. It's a better way for those hardworking Hoosiers to better health, to better coverage, to a better healthcare system, and a better future for them and for our state. So we will submit this with sincerity of purpose to federal officials, and we ask for your support. Join us in an effort to have the state of Indiana continue to lead with the kind of health care reform that puts working Hoosiers in the driver's seat on their own health care choices for their good and for the good of the great state of Indiana. I ask for your support. Thank you all very much, and God bless you. It's an honor to be with you all today.